The Shaft, episode 201, recorded on October 2nd, 2014.
I like the question mark in your voice.
Well, there's no date on the dock.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm good.
I am Maz.
And I'm Wes Wilson. I'm trying to go last because I'm like the newbie now, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, we're recycling.
Yeah.
Recycling things now.
Yeah.
It's okay. We got your back, Wes. We know what we're doing. You just follow our lead and you'll be fine.
Okay,
sure,
good.
Sure.
Good. I'm
this
a newbie
is a pretty
here.
Decent show, Wes. Just remember it's family friendly.
True that. And I almost dropped some words earlier.
Yeah.
But we'll edit that out, I guess.
Happy Thursday.
It is a happy Thursday. You know what yesterday was?
Wednesday.
It was the awesomest Wednesday of the month.
Why?
Why?
Just because. That's what I told my kids in the car on the way to school.
That's incredible. What a great idea. I told my kids, shut your mouth and don't talk on the way to school. That's what I told my kids.
And then they dropped the GD bomb on you and you said, hold on.
Yeah, right?
Oh, well, speaking of awesome days and people, we've got some awesome sponsors this week. The first one is Taco47, who says,
haven't played Minecraft since 1.0. Have I missed anything?
And we have a server sponsor, Gardner_1, who wants you to know about their YouTube channel, which is
YouTube.com/uloads.
Loads of you.
Uploads videos by you.
That's very strange. That doesn't sound like a server at all.
Don't do that to me.
Is this a server?
I don't think so. I think it's a place that uploads videos by you.
Videoes by the video. Videoes.
Oh, yeah, videoes. Those aren't videos at all. They're different.
Videos.
Videos and videos.
We've got one other sponsor, don't we?
We do. We've actually been given a limited exclusive by our good friends Drive Pop. They're actually out of Huntsville, Alabama, too. And we've run a similar deal in the past. People always say, man, I wish I'd gotten that deal when they had it last time. Well, you know what? It's back. You can go to drivepop.com/theshaft and get a a lifetime online cloud backup offer. They have a 1 terabyte lifetime for $75 and a 2 terabyte lifetime for $99.99. And you can read about all the goodness. It's unthrottled and they've got encryption. It's military grade, so they will send people out with machine guns to people's houses that try to hack into your files or if you need a password reset.
They won't even let the FBI look at your stuff, which everyone else does. So
it helps us out too. So definitely go check it out at drivepop.com/theshaft today, right now.
Yay.
Right?
That's so cool.
Is it really?
No. Yeah, actually, yes. Actually, it is. This is the thing. A long time ago, I read Cryptonomicon by Neal Stephenson, and I've always been fascinated with public storage facilities for data.
Right.
Because, the whole future is going to be built around that. I mean, banking and everything is going to be built around digital storage. So here you go. This is the first hard drive in a mountain that you can put your stuff on.
Forever.
As Apple has taught us, don't put your celebrity's nudes there.
Yes. Yes.
Do you think that the enforcers of law and whatever will be able to, do raids on your data to see what's going on in there if they have warrants and stuff?
I would assume that's pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, if they had a warrant, they can go anywhere.
We got SWAT teams, baby.
But if I put my naked pictures in there, they would call it the fattening on Reddit.
Why do I want butter now? I want some butter.
I don't even know what they would call mine if they would call you the fattening.
And by the way, I'm not really Afro Monk if you're watching the video.
What happened to the scrolling text?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's there.
Is it still there? Bullshit.
No, it's gone. I don't even know who's going with the show.
Absolutely there.
Look at what he's done to me. But he was Black West for a while, so I guess I'm White Afro Monkey now.
Now you just got to grow
the
Afro.
The thing about Black Afro Monkey is he's always on time.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We're really only starting the show an hour late.
Yes.
And only half of that was his fault.
Yes. half of it was my fault.
Who do I blame for the other half? Just so I know. I gotta keep my book straight for when I start, you know, stabbing people one day.
I'll take 10 minutes.
Okay.
10 minutes. So,
yeah.
You know what, man? You've come a long way from never putting down that guitar of yours to starting and running the show almost.
Yeah. We should be proud.
Yeah, actually. We should.
Thanks. I think a lot less songs to go on the next After Show album, though.
Do you, sell a lot of those? How many you sell like a year?
Not a ton. Well, each
to
album,
be fair,
I'll tell you, each album
really losing out on anything here.
That's true.
To be honest,
each album probably sells about $200.
Yeah. And the other beautiful part about it is that the reason it doesn't sell more is because most people hear Sharks as their first song as an introduction to any of the, you're welcome.
Yeah. But, you know, our best-selling album, oddly enough, is the Team Fortress 2 Christmas album. So I'm working on a Minecraft Christmas for this year.
I actually played some TF2 this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
I gave my son a bunch of stuff.
Really?
He was talking about buying crap, and I was like, no!
I will give you cool things no one else can have. Nobody noticed my community rocket launcher, though.
They don't.
Nobody they don't noticed ever. It. I'm like, how am I supposed to have any street cred if you don't notice my community rocket launcher?
Wait, I thought you had a demo.
Pardon me, the sticky gun.
Okay.
Community sticky
gun. I was like, well, maybe you had the wrong one out if you were playing soldier.
No, I didn't.
Wow, that's an old podcast. Maybe we should do that after this.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about right now.
You should play some TF2.
Nope. Nope.
Why?
Nope. Because it's one of those games that everyone has played, and yeah, I don't have time to play games because, well, people can't be on time for things I do. No, seriously, I don't have time to play games unless I'm recording already, so I can't record that game because everyone's already played it, and I don't want to hear all their shit, stuff, all their stuff, so I'm not playing that game. I'm not playing Half-Life. Not doing it.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
Do I need to edit
there
that?
You have it. There's my wife.
Sure.
Sorry. Why? Sorry, we're still running late. I'm sorry.
But the show is going.
It is actually going now. Yes. We're actually live. Stop trying to hand me the cookie.
I want a cookie.
An edible one. Well, never mind.
That's what adults call.
Yes, yes.
Remember those words we were talking about before the show?
Well, you should push the bumper button.
Oh, okay. Let me do that. The bumper button is here, and I'm going to push it.
Our journeys.
Yeah.
Oh, see, and it ran the title through the whole thing because I forgot to pull it down. I knew that was going to happen.
That's okay. It's fine.
That's so great.
That's why I made it disappear earlier because I knew that would happen. Isn't technology grand, folks? You know what else is grand? This week. I know my week was a grand week, but I want to hear about Maz's week because he had nothing last week. So he needs to make up for it with talking about this awesome week that had the awesomest Wednesday in the week of this month.
Oh, my goodness. I've been doing a lot of editing, trying to clear the deck so I can play some more games. But last night I played Minecraft and I didn't record it, and I just played it and built a farm and had a really good time just getting back to roots and not caring about anything and doing it as slowly as I wanted and not worrying about whether it was interesting by talking the whole time. It was really cool.
That's so cool.
So you actually had the desire to play Minecraft?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Well, I'm like editing videos and then I'll hit export and just be like, well, now what? I'll just pop Minecraft open while I'm exporting. It was really cool. Like collecting wood. I'm like, what am I doing? This is weird.
It sounds kind of fun.
So did you build a house and a mine?
No, so I've already got a house from when I started streaming on Twitch. I like just play in this one world and it's all vanilla. And all that stuff, and I've been to the Nether. I'm like, I just need to set up a little farm so I can get some pork chops going and some lamb. So, yeah, apparently I'm heaps loud still. So that's a thing.
Yeah, that's what the chat says. Laptech's not here this week to tell us about it.
Oh.
What if I turn myself down?
Shut up. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't fall for it. It's all a trick. They just don't want to hear you.
Yeah.
Do you have any clips from Victor? Maybe they can just fill those in instead of Maz.
It's funny you should ask.
No, wait.
Maybe he should be a host.
No, it'll be played during the call-in section at the end of the show. So
okay. You don't have to sit through everything forever.
Well, stay tuned.
I'm not even eating my mic. It's over here.
Not Afro. Mr. Wes Wilson, how was your week then?
My week was spent doing exactly what I did last week. I played a lot of Gmod with Good and everybody until I had to run out and take my kids to soccer. Soccer is scourge, by the way. Like I'm astounded at how much of my life this is eating up. Anyway, and then additionally, I'm still buried in stupid Pokemon. Like,
yeah,
what I do,
Pokemon.
It is, and it is a terrible game. Like, I'm growing to resent it like a Facebook game. I look at it like Farmville, okay? I'm like, I've got to go around and water all my berries. And a Pokemon gets away and he was rare, so I have to stand there and walk back and forth in the grass over and over again till he shows up again. It's the devil, I tell you.
Firstly, why are you playing Pokemon? Like, for one, which one are you playing? You're playing Pearl. Diamond or something.
I'm playing Pearl.
Pearl, yeah. So why are you playing, like, third generation Pokemon?
Because it's the one that I got. Because I didn't want to pay $60 for a new one or $50 or whatever it costs.
So if you're going to play an old one, you may as well have played, like, you know, Red and Blue, because it's awesome.
That's what I've heard.
But if, like, when I played Diamond and Pearl and stuff, the things like the berries and the competitions, like the fashion shows or whatever, you just don't play that part. Just play the Pokemon bit.
Well, like, that's what I, for the most part, I've been doing. But unfortunately,
what are the berries for? Like, I'm not going to give a berry to a Pokemon so it can heal itself. So like, that's
are y'all talking about Pixelmon, the Minecraft mod?
That's just it. Desi has been trying to talk me into playing Pixelmon for quite a while.
You're welcome, Chandler. Yeah.
And I should do that. I should go and play it. But instead, I've been sitting on the couch. Like, my wife has been wiped out lately, so we'll lay on the couch together and we'll put on old house episodes that we've already seen. And I will play Pokemon while she goes to sleep on me while we're watching House. It is officially,
right, you guys are out of control.
It's like officially old man West time. Like, if the only thing that could be worse is if we were watching Matlock.
I was about to say, like, I can think of nothing worse than watching reruns of a show that every episode is the same.
Maybe,
like,
maybe Cheers. Cheers was awesome.
No? But yeah, it's been a decent week, though. I'm heading to Siege tomorrow, which should be interesting. This is a game developer convention in Atlanta. I'm going to be working with Andrew, going to be his right-hand man for that. And other than that, I've been working on some Minecraft Network stuff. And other than that, ta-da!
If you get on Pixelmon, I'll be happy to join in too, because Brent and I tried to play and I had no idea what was going on.
I was so having I'd like to be shown
the ropes. I was upset because I couldn't like distinguish between playing Minecraft and playing Pokemon. I'm like, I just want to play Pokemon in Minecraft.
Don't believe him. He was mad because I caught the first animal before he did, and it ruined his Pokemon ego. Because I was like, I've never played Pokemon before, and he's like, I'm a Pokemon master. And then I'm off like catching things, and he's like, screw this, I'm gonna go play single player. It was sad.
I'm out of here.
That's delightful.
Speaking of delightful, I heard a delightful laugh from Good, so how about we talk about your week?
I didn't have very... My week was pretty much the same, too. It was the same old crap, recording. Paul's about to get married, so he's about to be out of town. So as a result, my life has changed because he had to record all his stuff for while he was gone. So I'm basically getting married since Paul's is getting married. So, like, last night we played Destiny for, like, 8 hours or something, trying to record that in advance. So I really haven't played a lot of Minecraft this week. I didn't even do my Minecraft episode, which is technically supposed to go out on every Tuesday, and I just didn't record it. I don't have anything to talk about this week, though. Like, normally my Minecraft stuff is always this talky thing, and I was, like, sitting around trying to think of something to talk about, and it's like, I got nothing. So I just didn't record.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I got too many videos right now, I feel like. With the Timekeeper stuff coming back now, we finished that. Man, my camera looks terrible. I'm seeing it on the stream here. Just want to say I'm so sorry. I know I'm hideous, and I'm saving you guys a lot of grief, but God, that's f***ing... of cost.
Hi, my name's Good. I suggest that we make this
go show family friendly.
So you guys better rein it in and get your stuff together. Thanks.
Well, it sounds like he has plenty of time to edit, so I'll be sending the file over later today.
Yeah. Well, we finished Timekeeper, so that's my Minecraft contribution this
that's
week.
A word. Totally yep. A word.
It's good. Contribution. I like that.
Yeah. All right. Oh man, I facepalmed. I see it on the video. All you can see is just like my bald spot. It's just like I just kind of went up here. I was like, look how bald I am.
Wow, the show with anything but Minecraft. I'm loving this.
I'm old. I'm bald.
I'm sexy.
You can be like us, kids, and play the mind Pokemons and stuff.
Anyway, so
I watch another episode of House.
And Cheers. And
have you said it to record?
Doogie Howser. Wait, Doogie Howser, isn't he on that new show, How I Met Your Parents? I'll tell you how I met your parents. Anyway, as you know, I started a new channel from the begins, and we did finish Mystery of the Timekeeper this week. That was a lot of fun. I'm doing, like, 6 more episodes. I think Goot's doing a few less. His crew likes it chunkier.
Bigger.
Oh, true? Wow. Wow. Just call me fat, Brett.
No, I meant your episodes. They're full. Episodes are nice and full.
Yeah.
So those will go up on the channel. I'm trying to do a Minecraft video a day and a non-Minecraft video a day. Well, 2 if you count morning coffee, because I do that daily. So I've been busy just trying to get the channel rolling again and dealing with just all the madness that was DWP and bumpers for the shaft and getting everything ready for tonight. So that's been a busy week. But, yeah, That's about it for me and my old self. And I got my glasses on tonight. My $5.99 Walmart specials. They're only ones. I have the lowest ones.
Okay. So. Do those glasses help you sight things?
They do. They help me see things. Or as we like to call it, sightings. Hey, this is new. Here it comes.
Sightings.
So beautiful.
God, it's so intense.
So loud, it's so intense.
You like that? That was on purpose.
Wow.
There was no accident there.
What is that?
Have you seen?
Oh, that's a double rainbow. Why is it so pixelated? Did they use my web camera?
Yeah. I actually filmed it at your house. I had your wife turn the screen around to your web camera. I just capped it. So
we got 2 sightings here.
We do. The first one here is, I don't know if y'all have seen this, but the folks playing the Xboxes, see, I'm trying to sound as old as possible. They have Xboxes. They've built a Doctor Who roller coaster.
Now, wait. Stampy used to do all the old roller coasters, didn't he? Like the Beetlejuice one and all that?
I don't know if Stampy did that or not.
Was that not Stampy?
No.
He does Stampy. I don't think cats can build roller coasters.
Yeah.
I thought it was... Anyway.
And I almost said this guy built those, because I don't know.
Yeah.
So I could just lie and said, yeah, Neuropsych built them all.
Okay. I don't actually know. I'm looking it up. No. It's by some guy, Neuropsych.
Yeah, that's who did the Doctor Who roller coaster.
Okay, cool. Because I love the Beetlejuice one. The Beetlejuice one was my favorite.
So he did the Beetlejuice one?
That's what he's saying.
Okay, cool. So this guy is crazy.
Oh my word!
Looney Tunes, but it's if you like Doctor Who, I mean, it's got you'll recognize a lot of stuff, and it's just crazy madness and spirals and.
I haven't seen it, but I bet there's a Dalek in it.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. It's really good. Yeah, there's definitely a Dalek right at the start.
I bet there's a Cyberman.
Davros was just in it.
Yeah, the Cyberman yet.
Burping up.
I wish that the PC could perform this well. Maybe now that Microsoft owns it, it will. Because like you have to do these type of things on the Xbox because the way the chunks are loaded, it doesn't look like this in the PC.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's why these are always.
That's
on the
one
Xbox.
Thing I have said this multiple times. I think Microsoft will optimize the code, and I look forward to that. Yay!
Do you think they'll keep it in Java?
No.
You think they'll change?
They might.
Absolutely. Well, the really? Xbox code is already in C++. They're going to take the Xbox code, they're going to revamp it, and put it out as the new Minecraft client. That's my prediction. You heard it probably 10th here.
So we've made other predictions in the past, like how many episodes we do. How did you do on that one?
I did fine. We made it to 50, didn't we?
Oh, I thought you said 10. Was it 50?
Might have been 20. But we made it there.
You're absolutely correct.
Yep.
Absolutely correct. We also had a another sighting of C418 is a good friend of the show, and so I definitely love reading anything about what's coming up with him. And Boing Boing had an interview with him, so we'll link to that in the show notes and let you go check that out.
I'm still mad. We're at PAX, and Sevitas is like, I'll see you later, Wes. And I'm like, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to a party. I'm like, what? I want to go to a party. What party are you going to? He goes, I'm going to a party with Danny Baranowski and C418.
Huh.
And I'm like,
to be
I cool, have a good time, Sevitas. Oh, I just had to hold it back. I wanted to go so bad.
Like a wrecking ball?
Yes.
Goes figure. I will tell you this. This week, there is... we aren't going to play that song.
Really?
Really?
No. But we are going to play a bumper from JBJ Blaze instead.
No. Oh, no.
So, man. You're all welcome.
Is this going to be bad?
Oh, no. This is prime material for the Shaft. And where we're planning on taking this show, right, guys? Here it goes! From JBJ Blaze, listener contribution bumper.
USA Amazing, the Shaft 201 contribution.
Oh, man. This is starting to feel like all the TF2 songs people sent in.
Well, I don't know. There were some really good songs.
There were some good ones. Well, there were some good bumpers that people send in too.
Oh, right.
Am I the only one who loves his crazy bumpers? I think.
Yes. No, I think they're awesome. I wish. I wish maybe there were some other people who like to make bumpers as well, and maybe we could spread the love out and share the listener contribution bumper space.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It's
well, you know, a guy on the Minecraft server named Arcus made one that was really good. You didn't even use it. So maybe that's what happens. Maybe people make really good stuff, and you're just like, no, we got this big turd here that JBJ's put his stamp on, so here we go.
Is that the one that we were supposed to wait till you weren't here or something?
No, it was just why can I not stop cussing right now?
That's edit 3.
Now you understand.
No problem. We got this down.
I've been on the show so many times, and I was told it was family friendly, so I never cussed. And now you flipped the switch and you ruined my brain. I can't stop.
Super Mastodon says, since everybody is babbling about Minecraft 2 in the future, what features do you think this game would have that Minecraft we got now won't have? Plus, I hope there won't be any exclusives going on, as that might hurt Microsoft's reputation really bad. Have a great day! What do you think Minecraft 2 would have that 1 doesn't have?
I think it would not have a lot of limitations, like, for instance, the whole public transportation thing that I've talked about for 150 episodes. Like, mm-hmm. I think that multiple people would be able... I think you could have objects moving through the environment that aren't, like... zigzaggy and goofy. Like, I think you could have a smooth functioning minecart that followed tracks and didn't wobble back and forth.
Will we be having to use,
like, that's what people want at this point, though? Do you think they want the game to be smooth and stuff like that, or do they want to keep having this really? Okay.
I think
it runs like a bag.
Yeah, you're right, it does.
Heads.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that concerns me is that there are people who have trouble running the game, and it seems to me that it should not be the kind of game that people have trouble running on a computer.
Mm-hmm. No, it shouldn't. Especially the old version.
Yeah.
The only version right now, right?
Yeah.
It seems like if they made a 2, that it would just be, you know,
super
amped
lame.
Up graphics. Like, I almost picture the graphics like what you see on the box art, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, just a that little stylized and.
I think it would have. I think there would be more pixels on skins. I think that the textures would have more detail. I think that I think the blockiness would still stick around, but they might make like quarter blocks, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I think will happen.
Do you think we'll still be able to change avatars like we do now, or do you think it'll be your profile pic that gets emblazoned on your face?
You probably your Windows Live account or something horrible.
Something like that.
I don't think they'll... I don't know.
And we'll have, like, item storage systems and access databases?
Ooh.
Okay. You know, I heard last week that Microsoft's plan is to put shaders as a thing. Like, Minecraft is going to look like what shaders make it look like.
Yeah.
Hmm. That'd be
current,
cool.
Like, the current one, not Minecraft 2, like... current one is like their first plan of attack. So if that's true, I'm so excited because shaders and updating those things drives my head crazy. So if it was actually the game now looks wicked. You can turn on cool water and wicked smoke if you want.
I predict
I downloaded one of the shader packs with the 1280 by 1280 texture packs. Yeah. And like realistic water stuff, it was amazing. The only reason why I didn't use it, I was going to start using it on Minecraft, but we were using snapshots and it wouldn't work with snapshots. But yeah, the game, it was like just like the wet, like the dirt would get wet or whatever, and the wool would get wet when it was rain. It was pretty game.
Huh?
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. My computer's 6 years old, so it can't really run shaders very well, especially when I'm recording at the same time.
See, but that still blows my mind. Your computer can probably play an Assassin's Creed game with hundreds of polygons
on a
head, right? But it can't run these
Minecraft
like a dozen polygons on an entire figure.
That's what's driven me crazy about Minecraft since the beginning. I'm like, it's a Java game that looks like it does. Why is it running so badly? Like, what is going on in the code?
It makes no sense. It's
so power hungry. Like,
yeah.
You watch your computer, dude, you open Minecraft, your computer just goes, oh, Minecraft's taking everything. It's phenomenal how much it needs.
It makes no sense.
Microsoft come in and go, hey, we've got this wizard guy here who's going to clean up your code because it's a dog's balls. And here we go.
Well, I heard that Microsoft went over.
Minecraft, one line of code.
Like when they were emojing, they didn't really force. I mean, this is what I heard, but they didn't really like. Here we are, and this is what we want to change. They kind of just came in and like sat in the corner and kind of watched, like what's going on here, that type of thing. Yeah. So far, it sounds like Microsoft isn't really doing anything other than just observing. They're like, it's like Mojang is a zoo, and they're just there, like the little kids. They're like throwing peanuts. Yeah, keep good job, Dinnerbone. Good job.
They bought the exhibit of Mojang.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is how a multi-billion-dollar empire.
Well, I think that's smart in the short run.
Oh, interesting.
And then what they need to do is they need to pick a few very careful projects that will make everybody happy, like the shaders thing and optimizing the code. Yeah. Nothing that changes anything all that big, just enough to make it work better and for everybody to go, oh, that's what Microsoft is good for. And if they can make that happen, they win, and then they can make Minecraft 2 and charge $1 billion for it. It'll be a full $50 game. With, you know, 1280 textures per block.
It'll be like Destiny. It'll be always on MMO Minecraft. That's what Minecraft 2 will be.
So, and do y'all think that's a given? That there will be a Minecraft 2?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think it makes a lot of business sense to make a Minecraft 2.
It does. Because
if you try to change Minecraft 1 to implement all this stuff that's going to really bring in the money, you're going to alienate everyone. But if you bring out Minecraft 2 and set the standard there, you're not going to necessarily alienate everyone.
Yeah. And let's be honest. You've paid, what, $15-$20 for your copy of Minecraft, and you've played it for 4 years. I think buying Minecraft 2 will not make you that angry.
No. Yeah. I think, but see, I don't think so. I think they'll focus on merchandise, and I think the Realms thing, they'll make a crap load of money. Like
they are going crazy behind the scenes right now with Realms related things. I do know that because I know a lot of people that are being contacted about, like, we want your stuff on Realms. So they are definitely focusing on Realms right now.
Do they need a always available family friendly podcast to be able to be played on Realm servers?
Yes. Whatever. Yes.
They want.
We'll let you know when one of those exists.
Yeah. I got actually contact the other day about being a host on one of those. Hold on, let me see the name. What do you? Should we advertise another pod? I've been recently asked about a family friendly podcast that apparently is all about Minecraft.
Oh, and wow!
I didn't find the email, but yeah,
it's
I
called definitely.
Yeah. I mean, this show has like what 182 episodes of family friendly content.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know if yeah. that many.
Brent invited me to join, and he said, "Oh, and by the way, we're going to swear now." I'm like, "Okay."
I said, "It's a thing. Do it."
So, more listener contributions. Mandatory circumstances says, "Congrats, guys, on 201 episodes. I wonder what plot twist will happen next. Quitting YouTube at all? I hope not." Good luck in the future. And what is your favorite food?
I wonder if this is sent in before we made the announcement. I'm not really sure, but it's kind of funny if it was. But yeah.
My favorite food?
Yorkshire puddings.
Good food.
We have this question every week.
Tapas.
I know, right? Just talked about the last two podcasts. Yeah. I like how that's a good in front of it. Like, Wes, I hate you tonight. I just hate you.
Why?
Because that was mine to read, and it had the least amount of words.
Oh, no. See,
I don't see your name. Oh, are there names on here?
Can you read?
No, I can't. I'm going to show you my freaking screen, because I don't have a PC here. All I've got is my phone, and you'll notice the names are not on there.
Studio's going downhill. See, we can't afford extra computers.
Here I was thinking that Wes was just trying to keep the show moving along and being a good host.
And now my name's moved to the thing with the most letters.
I can read it if you want.
I'm going to say, "Hey, dude, what will happen now to the Patreon page?" I don't know, guy. No idea. Uncle Maurice, don't know. Since Dan Walker stuff. By the way, while I'm at it, anyone else in the host interested in making a Patreon? I heard Good likes to create one as a whole Minecraft group. What? No, you didn't hear that. You're a dang liar. Is this going to happen? Thanks, guys.
Yes. Good
for 104 episodes.
Good has started a Patreon for all of Minecraft because they all need money. If they're going to keep doing what they're doing, everybody should donate to the Minecraft Patreon.
And that Patreon is at patreon.com/Brent Copeland.
I just want to apologize for Good's mood today. He's a bit on edge. I'm not going to say it's Wes's fault.
Hey,
it's Wes's fault.
It's that hop on pop story, man. That thing it'll take you down a few pegs.
I think it's because he's not getting a hop on pop now that's causing the anger. But
I don't know what that even means.
I don't either. So, but anyway, the DWP Patreon page went away. It was about to charge everybody, and I decided that was kind of I almost said it. It's a D move to like, you know, just let it run through the month. Because that was the plan, was just, well, let's just let it run through the month. I'll let people know that it's closing after that. But I was like, people may not see it. And that's just kind of a jerk move. So we removed everyone from the Patreon so it wouldn't charge them for the month. And just said, you know, hey, the other Patreons are over here if you want to go there. So
Don't let anyone ever tell you you're a bad guy, Brent, because you're a good guy. Good guy, Brent Copeland.
Oh, no, I can be a jerk. Just taking my kids to school every day and picking them up. Those other parents, I want to beat the snot out of. Like, seriously, I was eyeing this guy. Anyway, it's another podcast.
Road rage with the kids.
Oh, my God. Parents, if you are losers and teach your kids to be losers, they will just be losers like you when they grow up. I promise you this.
They don't believe that they're losers.
That's probably the gist of it.
Speaking of not losers, I think we should hit a bumper.
Excavation station.
I remembered to do the chicken face.
Nice.
I did.
I was moving buttons, so I couldn't do it.
I never know where they're mine. Wow. You can submit your excavation stations at submit.theshaftpodcast.com if you want to get involved in this segment, like Zephonian has.
Zephonian!
Hi, Zephonian. Oh, hi, Zephonian here from New Zealand. I would like to see the addition. I'm going to do South African if that's right, because I can't do New Zealand. So,
Zapone, close enough.
Wait, you're like Australian and you can't do New Zealand? Really?
He hates New Zealanders.
But the addition of footsteps in the game, after it has been raining, people's footsteps would show up as two small squares on the ground and would fade after a certain time. It would act like clouds, which can be turned off. This would be cool for tracking your own paths, for tracking minigames. Love the show and keep doing what you do best. Maz, don't destroy the sheepshagger's dream. P.S. It would be cool if...
No, because that's already come and gone.
You could get Simon and Louis a new pack of prawns.
Yeah, read ahead.
Yeah.
Read ahead, slow reader.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do it when I'm doing accents at the same time.
I think footsteps would be fine.
I think...
That's
if they can get the rest of the game running really well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Especially in the snow, like little in the snow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Optimize the code and put footsteps in. That would be awesome. Uh-huh. I can imagine maybe like you could even like do some tracking. Like if you're having a PvP game where you
track animals.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Or track people, the most dangerous game.
In Galacticraft, yes. On the moon, there's little footprints everywhere you walk, and they never go away either because it's the moon. So it can be done. It's in a mod.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of mods.
I said that before for UHC. I thought it'd be really cool. Whenever I was first playing Galacticraft, I said that it'd be really cool in UHC to have little footprints around. So you could like, oh man, someone's been here. Which way'd he go? You know?
Yeah.
So when can we expect Galacticraft UHC, dude?
Yeah, UHC on the moon. Everyone's like jumping in the air.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It'd be pretty cool, actually.
It's a thing. Everybody thank me.
Yeah.
Everyone like dies of like suffocation. There's not enough oxygen being generated, and just game over.
Yeah, it'll be like the Borderlands, new Borderlands game. You got to get oxygen periodically.
Yeah.
And I can't read the name, so somebody just tell me when it's my turn to read.
Okay, so this one's a real quick one from Mark Webster. It says, hello, Brent, Afro Monkey, Good, Maz, and Wes. My idea for Excavation Station is more versatile doors and trapdoors from Mark, the Weblords. So what do you think about that, doors and trapdoors? More of them.
Like more? Like what do you mean more versatile?
Well, there's some here that are half doors, stable doors. Yeah.
Horse-friendly gates. That sounds good. Yeah.
Now, okay. Right now
it's hard to get through.
I've seen that, and I think if you put two gates next to each other, when you open them, it acts like a wide horse
gate. It does, but that's basically bullcrap. Can we all agree?
Yeah.
Yes. Like,
that's not how it really works.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like having like big barn doors.
Yeah. Yeah. Really cool, and they just added a whole bunch of doors too, right?
Yeah.
I love how it says in the middle there. I'm not going to bore Maz with details, but it's four paragraphs long. This.
Yeah, but and the funny thing was,
right? It's really long.
But at the same time, you were the one that asked for the details.
I need more details than no details.
That's like irony here.
All I want is swinging cowboy doors, like be able to push it and go.
Saloon doors. Saloon doors.
Yes.
Saloon doors. Yeah, that's all I want.
That's a good.
For no good reason.
Yeah, and they need to make that noise too. They're no good if they don't make.
And if there's any like jukeboxes playing music at the time, it stops when they open.
I love it. I'm a big fan. But there's some good stuff here, you know. Getting livestock through fence gates is nightmarish.
You just jump on the horse and jump over the fence, right? Isn't that?
Well, I'm talking about like, okay, let's say I need to, I when I was playing on the modded Minecraft server, we had no animals, and everybody had killed everything around our base on the crackback. And so I actually like ventured out and brought back animals, you know, rather than, you know, building amazing contraptions I could show off to all my friends. I herded pigs and cows
and fixed beaches.
And did mundane things, which is my way. But yeah, like actually getting them in the gates is always so annoying. So, yeah.
I think you should be able to like beat them, and like they should not run away. They should like submit.
I think you should be able to pick up pigs and have them go wee wee.
Yeah, why can't you pick them up, right? And chickens too. And you should get like really buff when you're chasing the chickens, and then go to a fight and beat up a Russian guy.
And like, would you squeeze it and spit on people?
So this next one is from Mots. He says, hey guys, my idea for Minecraft is more things in water. Well, this is, yeah, we've gone over this one a lot. Such as hostile sharks that spawn at night, rideable dolphins, sharks, and maybe even a Kraken boss. Release the Kraken! Of course, this would also mean bigger boats would be essential. I'd love to listen to the show every time, even though I only play Minecraft maybe once a week. Thanks for your time, Mots. I agree, and I think Microsoft could probably build ships that would sail over the ocean.
Yeah, I hope they never add ships just because you want them, Wes, I think.
I think I hear they're going to add a bunch of variations of windows into the game. So
on the doors it'll be all these different windows. You can you can maybe make this pane red and this one blue.
You'll be able to check your face in Minecraft. I think it's awesome. Like, I know we got the new like water temples with those weird laser pufferfish or whatever the hell they are, but some sharks Guardians that would pop up in the normal water, that would be cool, and rideable dolphins. I really like that. Just be able to grab a dolphin and then steer it
I think you should be able to put a lead on them and then get on a boat and have them pull you along like a surfer.
Stop. That would be pretty cool,
So I'm not gonna like
sharks only spawn at night. Doesn't make any sense to me. Like, aren't you normally at the beach in the sun when you're getting ate by sharks?
It's true.
It's time for like
cows kill more people a year than sharks. Cows kill 20 people a year.
So do hammers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's time. I mean, if we're talking about like mobs like that, I think it's time for like the whole spectrum of like mo creatures. Like, not all of them. Like, we don't need werewolves and vampires and that crap, but like bears and just the natural.
We spoke about it before. Like, I think it should be biome specific mobs.
Yeah.
Yes. So, like, in the desert, there should be snakes and that kind of stuff.
Have you ever been in the Twilight Forest to the ice area?
Nope.
Do you know how cute Minecraft penguins are?
They are the cutest
freaking animal I've ever seen in a game.
Which ones?
Penguins.
Oh, yeah. They're little adorable guys. Yeah.
And, I mean, I killed one just so I could turn into it. Because we had the morph mod.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dirty. You killed a little penguin.
I killed a lot because they really make some funny noises as you kill them. But they are still the cutest freak. I'm just saying. Like, there's a place in Minecraft for penguins.
I'll buy it.
I have boat creatures in my Space Chickens series, and there's like all kinds of little things I keep running into, like ants. There's ants in the game. Or like there's this dragonfly that has the most bass you've ever heard. He's like a gangster in the ghetto or something. It's like when he takes off. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah, we I forgot to tell you, Maz, we actually have a gentleman who watched Morning Coffee and is making us a mod pack with just tons of animals. Like, it's going to have so many different animals and mobs for us to start Safari Hunters over again. So,
yeah, we can have a little zoo section for regular animals. Like, that's cool.
An ark. You need to build an ark. I want you guys to be putting these animals on an ark. Anyways, let's move on to Pervert Pete here says, I think Minecraft could take... Did you proofread this?
No, I didn't. I did. I think.
You can do the next one.
I think Wes changed it on the fly.
I can't do that. My thumbs don't move that fast. That's horrible. Pervert Pete, you're terrible.
Did you?
I did not touch this. You're a bad person, Pervert Pete, and I can't believe that you're in our document.
I will say this. I meant to go through and proofread these today, but I absolutely didn't.
Jalapeno says spiders should be able to walk on ceilings and drop down on an unsuspecting player. Terror ensues. I agree.
We've had this one before, and I totally agree. Like, climbing on the roof, and you'd be like, bleh! Yeah, or they should spit web at you or something. I don't know. Like, that'd be awesome. They're already creepy enough climbing up the walls, and they still give me the willies. But if they were on the ceiling as well, amazing. That'd be wicked.
I like it.
They should also lay eggs, and they should hatch the little poisonous ones.
Oh, God. No.
Imagine.
Oh, that would be terrifying if there was, like, little egg sacks, and they just, like, oh, man, it's like facehuggers or something. Oh, man.
You know what they could do? You know, like, when you see the webs places, they could just lay webs, like, the big ones could lay webs, and like those blocks that actually mob eggs, where the little silverfish come out, it could just be full of those spiders. So, like, you'd just be getting rid of webs, and then all these spiders will just hatch out. Or
I like the egg sac idea. I mean, it can be this nice cubey like egg sac, but it kind of shakes a little bit. Yeah. But I think like 1 out of 10 or whatever ratio, it could be a villager that gives you like something for saving them.
Yeah.
Right? Because they were like webbed up.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, what's that movie?
Hobbit. Super it was 8? The Hobbit. Straight from the Hobbit.
Super 8.
Oh, okay. yeah. Whatever cool movie
Super
you're 8 talking
2,
about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super 8. Yeah. Like the hotel chain.
Mostly. We'll leave the line on.
Shall I read this last one?
Sure.
You can.
I think they need to. This is from Mr. Drunk UK. Mr. Drunk UK, which is odd. He thinks that we need to add Taco Bell to the game. It can be found in villages, and you can buy the food with iron or gold or diamonds or emeralds. P.S. Love the show.
You know what? It's Microsoft. If they're going to get some sponsorship monies, then they're probably going to put KFC and Taco Bell and TGI Fridays and McMac.
But if they put in Taco Bell, they're finally going to have to add poop blocks.
Poop blocks.
There you
poop
go. Doing a poop bit of a see blocks. How I brought it back around?
I saw you brought it back around just in time.
Welcome back.
For
housekeeping.
No, sir.
From the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
So I think you thought we were skipping this one, Mr. Massimo.
No, I just like, if Wes is back, like, what's he good for?
Doing housekeeping.
That's true. It's the whole reason right there. So we got a few news pieces here. Updates for the Xbox One and the PS4. The Fuse Joplin wrote an article about what those are going to be and or when they're going to be. And it looks like the PS4 is coming out when? September, no.
Push the button,
Let me
Frank.
Hit that button there. We're now on 4.
I'm 3 of those, though, aren't I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm a good boy.
I am, too.
I can turn it up.
Have I ever told you? You guys may not have heard this. I just pretend like I'm waiting tables. Because, I mean, I may cuss like a sailor, but when I went to tables and waited on them, I never cussed. So I just pretend like I'm doing service.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Doing service.
Exactly. I'm servicing the audience. Oh, right? Hello. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Right?
So anyway.
Yeah, what are you doing?
PlayStation 4 Disc Edition will hit the stores earlier this month on October 7th.
I wonder if they'll have Footsteps and Shadows.
I don't think so. But on November 18th, you can expect the Xbox One Disc Edition. I don't know what this had to do with about updates. Totally horrible title, apparently.
Yeah. So, like, do you think, I mean, I think Microsoft would be stupid to do anything to, like, hurt the PlayStation version.
They've already said that they're not going to mess with it, but they, I think whenever Minecraft 2 comes out, then it won't exist on PlayStation.
But I think that would be silly. Why would you do that?
Exclusive.
Because you want a reason for someone to buy an Xbox, right? It's all about exclusive titles. Right now, PlayStation's outselling Xbox 3-1. It's pretty simple.
I don't think, unless Minecraft are a pack of simpletons, I don't think they'll make it exclusive because they know how popular it is. And while they might get some conversion rate if it doesn't exist on PlayStation in the future, like, it's stupid not to just put it on PlayStation.
Well, is Halo on PlayStation?
What I would be is, like, is if I was PlayStation, I'd be like, we don't want your Minecraft unless, like, what's in it for us? Like, I think that's probably where it'll go, is if Nintendo or PlayStation or whoever are like, we don't want it unless there's something in it for us, because this is a Microsoft game. Why would we do that to ourselves? Like, there'd be something there.
Well, like, I know last Christmas, my mother-in-law was going to buy a console for my nephew-in-law or whatever he is. And
it's not even seven, blood. You can go there if you wanted.
What are you talking about, Pete?
What? No. Yeah, Pete. Well, Pete, you know, anyways, she asked me what Minecraft was on, and that's how she made her decision on what console to buy. And it wasn't on PlayStation at the time, so she bought an Xbox, because that was the only reason, because Minecraft.
Wow. So, that's pretty hardcore, really.
Well, and even though it's you know, going to stay on the PlayStation. What's the DLC like on PlayStation? Are they getting all these same packs that Xbox is getting? I mean, aren't we talking it's a better... If you want to buy the DLCs, I mean, we're going to talk about in a second one of the DLCs that's coming out that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
To be honest, I
don't see any value in making Minecraft a console exclusive when, I mean, I don't know.
Why did Microsoft buy this game?
Okay.
Like, what is it for them, right?
If you're going to talk about conversion rates, though, the Xbox One has not sold as well as the PS4 as it is without Minecraft on it, right? Mm. So it's finally getting Minecraft... Right, because they've had it for the Xbox.
No, Minecraft came to PlayStation before I mean, it wasn't on PlayStation 4 when PlayStation 4 released, but it wasn't on PlayStation 3 at that time.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Then I'm just making stuff up. Don't listen to me.
But it wasn't on Xbox One or PlayStation 4, and they both got it at the same time, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
So, Minecraft didn't come in. I don't honestly believe that if you didn't put Minecraft on PlayStation 4, Minecraft 2 on PlayStation 4, that suddenly Xbox would, you know, soar and it would outsell the PlayStation. I don't actually believe that, but I do believe that people sitting in a boardroom could make that.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
Yeah, I can see that. But also, you're seeing at E3 and these big conventions, Minecraft 2, Xbox exclusive, you know? And if they get enough titles that are that way, then it's like, oh, well, I'm going to have to buy an Xbox One now. Or an Xbox 2, whatever they... See, that's the great tie-in, right? About the time they'll be doing Minecraft 2, they'll be doing Xbox 2.
Okay.
You know what they're going to do?
Great together.
Can I just kill this Minecraft 2 nonsense straight away? It's not going to happen. If anything's going to happen,
Bet down. How much you want to bet?
My job on this show. That'll do.
That's when we're going to take off when Minecraft 2 comes out.
Can I leave the show if either of us are right?
Yeah, 10 years from now, you got it. We'll be about to the 1,000th episode that I've been talking about.
I'll put it forward.
No, Wes.
This is what I'm going to tell you.
No, Wes.
Yes.
No.
Listen to me. Listen. This is our second show together. You can't tell me no this quickly yet. Okay?
You're new, Wes. He's been here a lot longer than you.
This is our second show together. Okay. It is too. They paid too much for this IP not to put out another product eventually.
This is what's going to happen. Minecraft 2 is not going to happen. It's going to be like World of Warcraft, and we're going to get big ass exclusive DLC packs. Like Minecraft Shadow of the Horse Egg or whatever the
I think that would be terrible PR.
I don't think they can do that on PC.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be terrible
with that.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible PR. I think they're going to go ahead and optimize everything, make it prettier, make it run well, and I think it would be totally logical. And my prediction is 3 years.
My prediction is I'm kind of on the same fence as Maz here. I'm not so sure they'll do a Minecraft 2. I think they're going to be able to make so many deals with movies and other brands to bring different DLCs. I think we're going to see mods come in, maps come in, game modes come in as DLCs for the Xbox.
Yes.
And I think they're going to make their money off DLC and deals with... collaborating
on their
with
own
companies
on their own console.
But that isn't even Mojang doesn't make any of that crap you're talking about. That's 4J Studios that makes all that crap,
right?
Shaders, they're gonna buy shader mod people, they're gonna buy game mod people, they're gonna buy all those people.
I do agree there will be a Minecraft movie.
What, PC development's dead? So what are they gonna do for the PC? Because all that stuff doesn't work on the PC. You can't just release DLC, you know, Doctor Who packs.
I don't think they have to do
October 3rd.
I don't think
they
care.
Can just leave the PC like
they're selling skin packs to people on Xbox. Like, people buy skins.
It's crazy. Makes no sense. People who play it on the Xbox, I don't understand you.
They know where the money is.
Minecraft 2. That's how they monetize this game on the PC. They allow you to have one thing, and then they add the whole wardrobe thing that we've talked before, where you can have four more things, and you got to pay them a certain amount to get
but
that.
But then they'll kill that goodwill of people just...
We won't do it. We'll move on to a different game. We're too fickle. PC gamers are too fickle, and I think they know that.
No,
they don't know that. But
game. I don't. there's too many people playing this game. You can't just move on. It's kind of like whenever Google Plus said, all right, we're better than Facebook, all you people move on. And everyone was like, no, I'm not going to move on. I'm already established in Facebook. And the same thing with your friends. You're like all these other MMOs have come out after World of Warcraft that have done it better. But people don't move on because that's where all their friends are at.
I hate everyone who won't move on.
Yeah, but that's how this works.
See, that's why I'm thinking you make Minecraft 2, you make it compatible with Minecraft 1. It's still using all the same maps and blocks and all that kind of stuff, so you can actually game with people who are playing Minecraft 1. There you go.
I don't know. I still say they can leave the PC like it is, let it mature just like the game's been doing over the years, and really make all their money off merchandising and the Xbox and possibly PlayStation versions. I'm not ruling out a version 2. I think version 2's... I don't think it'll do as well.
If that's what they wanted to do, why did they buy Mojang? They should have just bought 4J.
Well, but I mean, can't they control 4J from Mojang? I mean,
yeah.
I guess, sure. Yes, they can. But it's what you're saying is basically they bought a company and now they're going to only work exclusively with the other company that's licensed from the company they bought.
They get all the merchandising.
Yeah.
But, and I think that's the other thing, kind of. And we said we weren't going to, you know, talk about Microsoft for an hour, but, you know,
I know.
They had to buy the game, so that's what you get, folks. But I think there's the other thing is
talk about Minecraft 2 for another 3 years, like,
well,
at least
another few episodes,
or unless there's rumors.
But it's like if Microsoft could have bought chess, you know, do you think that would have been a good idea at some point where they're the only people who can sell chess?
Right, Atari's Battle Chess? Yes, absolutely.
I think they've basically bought a game that's going to be living in everybody's house for the next 100 years.
Speaking of Xbox...
That's awesome.
The Xbox One, it's all very boring. So if you want to see what the patches are, they've just released a new thing and everyone's really excited. Diddly D. It's... I don't know.
We'll link to that because that's a lot of stuff to read.
Yeah. there's things that have happened that have been on PC for years. So, I don't know.
But wait, this next part is cool.
You got a patch. Yeah, what's this?
Doctor Who skins?
Oh.
Yeah.
I threw that in the middle of the rant. I don't think anyone caught it. But actually, you've already said this news. What I want to know
trying
is
to get out of here.
Can you be the Daleks? That's what I want to know.
I believe so. I mean, that looks like, unless they're just complete liars.
No, well, they did. The video that you had in Sighting had these Daleks walking around. So they were obviously players. Because I was like, if this is done on the Xbox, how have they done that?
Do they have names over their heads?
Just like...
Are they
maybe mobs. Mobs.
Maybe they're mobs.
I was thinking mobs too. But I think it's just awesome, and I think they're going to make so much money. You realize that the DLC on Microsoft, if you bought it all, is more expensive than the game. Yes. It's more than $20 for the DLC right now. So, I mean, they're going to make money.
You can be all of the doctors. Do you know what's even funnier? I don't even think they're as good looking as some of the actual Doctor Who skins I've seen on PC. Like the Matt Smith one there, that's awful.
It really is. It's just absolutely right.
And if that's a Fez, my word. I could drop some bombs now.
What word
but
is
this
that?
This is it. It's like...
Have you started watching Doctor Who yet, Brent?
I have. I'm on season 2 now.
Sweet.
Do you think Matt Smith gets anything from this or like...
Yeah, his likeness.
You have to license your likeness here, right? So I wonder how much profit there is in this type of thing. But this is something that needs to come to PC. There should be DLC. I mean, I know no one likes that. I don't want it. But if you're going to run a successful company, you have to go into the same business model that all games are going through. And that's where gaming is going in our.
I don't necessarily agree with that, though, because Minecraft has been selling they're making what was Notch taking home? $22 million a year?
I think it's hundreds.
Yeah,
exciting.
I think last year was like they split three.
The majority of their revenue over the last year has been from console sales, not from PC sales.
Yeah. See, they don't need the PC. They need the console.
They need something new on the PC to sell. That's the thing. People have already bought the game.
You know what it is? It's a freaking plushie.
When we bought it,
that's what they sell the PC people.
Yeah, exactly. When we bought it in alpha, they said you will never have to buy anything again.
That was most of
it. You'll never have to buy a DLC and that type of stuff, but that stuff's all going out the window because there's no actual agreement that says that still. It's all gone. That everything that you said is all gone. They don't even have record of that. Once you switched over from your first account you set up on the site to the Mojang account, all record of when you originally bought the game disappeared. I know this for a fact because I talked to Mark about it before I changed my stuff over.
I love how cynical you are. It's just like Microsoft's bought it. Now they're all going to be a pack of ass hats.
I'm just thinking of how businesses can be successful and how to make money, and that's how big companies like this look at this type of stuff.
Yeah. And that's my worry is that there's the smart thing and the right things to do where they can still make money, I think. And it's just like you said, if it gets into a boardroom, that's when things can go haywire.
Again,
in front of the people that don't know what's going on.
At Microsoft, I will buy a Minecraft 2, but leave out the DLC crap. Okay? I'm happy to buy your Minecraft 2 when it comes out, but don't step into this DLC.
I was too. I mean, they're not EA, right? So... Yeah. We should be okay.
I'll go to the movies. I'll buy the plushies. I'll buy the clothing, I'll buy all the crap. Don't make a Minecraft 2.
You don't want Minecraft 2? Really?
I don't want it. I don't. I think you lose the magic.
Oh,
see, this is just,
anyway. This is we've been talking forever tonight. We're not even doing the housekeeping. Screw her.
Yeah.
We're gonna get out of here.
Minecraft 2 until they announce the shaders, and I'm like, well, now I don't need Minecraft 2 because that was just gonna be Minecraft that looks better, right? So sweet shaders. Anyway, good night, everybody. It's been great.
It has been great.
And with that, we're gonna play the outro and then the straight into the call in. So if you need to go, good night, you guys. Love you.
Thanks, guys, go to my YouTube channel. What else?
Yeah, go to my YouTube channel. Wes Wilson. No.
Is it at Afro Monkey?
Yes. It's at Afro Monkey / at Wes Wilson /
org
at Core Elements Show.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com.
Don't leave it at that link.
Send questions, comments, and audio to the
ignore anything that says dead workers.
Just 5-6-8-1-2-1-0-1-0.
Take it from your memory and kill it.
Hey guys, congratulations on reaching 200 episodes. Yay!
No. No. Okay, my name is Jacob, and I'm 12 years old. Basically the same age as Brent, little boy. Son. Anyway, I love The Shaft, and, keep up it up. And Maz, you are the destroyer of dreams, and you stopped me from sending in my own exclamation station. So, bye.
Hi, The Shaft. I just wanted to say I have a happy 200th episode, and I hope you all continue making videos for the duration of the rest of my life. Alright, thank you. Bye.
Hi, it's Victor. I know there's a lot of hard feelings between us, but I thought I'd sing a song to fix any of those hard feelings. This is Blow Blow the Bitter Wind by some who I don't care about.
Hey guys, love the podcast. I really feel like I'm part of your conversation every week. Just wanted to say no kudos for Notch. I really feel like he sold out, turned his back on the community, and he's a greedy Toby rots in hell. Thanks, bye.
I 100% regret everything I just did there. Hey, oh, sing off a f- sake. It's a song about friendship, you a-